Good chair, distinguished guests. I'm really pleased and honored to speak here today and to share some perspectives from the OECD in this meeting. And actually, I appreciate very much the topic of today's meeting, which brings the role of innovation for Ukraine's economic development back on the radar of the policy, of the wider policy discussion. So the OECD and the UNICEF, why I'm here actually, we've been cooperating quite a bit on innovation and competitiveness across Eastern Europe for many years, which presented always a great opportunity for us to leverage the strengths of both organizations for regional development, and including in Ukraine. However, in my initial intervention, we heard a lot already on innovation per se, but in my initial intervention, I just wanted to concentrate a bit more on Ukraine's competitiveness more broadly and our work in Ukraine of the OECD. And then I will share in the second part of the discussion more my feedback, my concrete feedback on this very interesting and important innovation review. What we've observed, and you probably will agree with me, that Ukraine has demonstrated really remarkable economic resilience since Russia's full-scale invasion. And according to the OECD SME Policy Index 2024, which is a regional flagship publication for the Eastern partner countries, by the end of 23, export volumes surpassed the pre-war levels, showcasing the strength of Ukraine's trade sector. Additionally, more than 84% of suspended businesses resumed their operations within 6 months, highlighting the resilience and competitiveness of the Ukrainian private sector. And this all is very important also for the innovation ecosystem. At the same time, we've also noticed that in our report that the number of businesses in the ICT sector has doubled between 2018 and 2022. Even during the year of war, the numbers continuously went up. And in the same period, the Ukrainian government has expanded its support to firms to become more competitive and help them access foreign markets. And in the same period, Ukraine has also emerged to a regional leader in digitalization. So despite amidst the war, there's a lot of progress to be noticed apart. Nevertheless, the economic situation, as we all know, remains very volatile. The OECD projects a modest GDP growth of just 3% in Ukraine for 2024, associated with the extensive war damage, particularly to the energy infrastructure. We've talked already about displacement of many Ukrainians, actually millions of Ukrainians, which led to significant labor shortages, seen in the private sector, seen in the innovation ecosystem. In addition to that, the financial support from the EU and the IMF has been absolutely instrumental to stabilize the state budget for the innovation ecosystem. Financing is needed, but as we've seen, a lot of the financing is actually coming from external donors. And as an international policy institution, the OECD's collaboration with Ukraine will continue. We will continue to support these reforms to help them address all the conditionalities that come with the financial support that is contingent to a number of reforms. So also at the OECD, probably you may know, it is our own experience as an institution established after the Second World War II to support Europe's recovery. Shows how important it is to conduct reforms to rebuild better, to adhere to international standards, which will be also for Ukraine a very powerful driver for reconstruction and recovery, encouraging well-functioning markets, efficiency and integrity in the government, and also sustainable investments and the growth of the private sector. So we've partnered with Ukraine already since its independence in 1991. In 2014, we signed a memorandum of understanding to further support Ukraine's reform agenda. And last year, we've launched a very comprehensive country program for Ukraine with the objective to support Ukraine's reform, recovery, and reconstruction efforts, as well as its desired pathway towards convergence, both with the EU and the OECD. And all this work is already contributing to policy change in the country, such as corporate governance, anti-corruption, and regional development. And all of this is linked to competitiveness and also to innovation, because all of this is done without a level playing field, without having fought corruption in the country, without having good corporate governance system in place, there will not be any innovation. Just to name a few examples of important reforms that we have been supporting. One of is it's helping Ukraine moving towards full membership in the OECD Anti-Bribery Convention, helping to reform the state-owned enterprise sector, and also providing policy advice and capacity building to regional and local municipalities to help them finance, select, and deliver important infrastructure projects that will also be fundamental for any innovation projects moving forward. Upcoming work with Ukraine will be on maintaining the macroeconomic stability, strengthening revenue mobilization, again, to get the financing also needed to build the innovation system, fostering financial system frameworks, investment attraction, SME development. This is a short overview of the work we are doing in this context. I'll be happy to share my remarks on the innovation review later on. Thank you.